Is it okay for Dolphins Realty's caravan lunch to serve tuna?
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. When are you going to return my bloody phone call? I know the sellers are asking $5 million, but let's offer them $2 million. Come on, Mark. Are you afraid of the listing agent? I'll present the offer myself and slap her around until she understands she's dealing with someone who owns a pair of brass ones. Come on, Mark. Write it up.
You know, speaking of Sean, I saw Spy. Did you see the movie Spy? I'm not going to ruin it for you. I'm not going to say one word except go see it. Go see it. And people are obsessed when you say, oh, I saw this movie. Oh, don't tell me anything about it. Oh, no, I won't tell you, but I just want to tell you this one thing. And that's when I pull the trigger. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Normally at this point in time in the show, I promote the Bee Rescue Hotline at the Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association, but forget it. I'm done doing it. I'm finished. Because my guest today is Paul Cronshaw from the Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association. So he'll take up plenty of time in the second segment. Stay tuned. It's going to be a lot of good information. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. And the first segment we'll do year-to-date. How does that sound? Is that okay? And we'll try to fit in some motoring with Mark. Why do I hear an echo? Oh, you know, there's a little delay in the sound on that phone out there, and it's echo. So we're basically at the midway point, 6 months, year to date, 2015. I guess, Richard, that was a request for you to turn that down. Thank you. So what's the median price year to date? Number of sales? What's the difference compared to last year and years past? Median price, $1,190,000. Virtually, we're just hovering at $1,190,000 through June, the first 6 months of the year, call it. Just pretty much close to it. Thank you, Richard. That's up 3.5% from the first 6 months of 2014, where the median price was $1,150,000. But $1,150,000 in 2014 for the first 6 months was up 24% from the first 6 months of 2013, when the median price was $925,000 first 6 months of 2013. And that was up 16.4%. From the prior year, 2012, first 6 months, when the median price was $795,000. So the first 6 months of 2012, median price, $795,000. It jumps 16.4% in 2013. It jumps another 24% in 2014, and it jumps another 3.5% in 2015. That's what you call a turnaround. Who saw it coming? I received an email yesterday from a client who I sold a house to, and he said something like 4 years ago. So it was 2011. And he said he got something in the mail or he checked something on Zillow. And, of course, I don't trust Zillow and Zestimates. You're not zestfully confused until you're not fully confused until you're zestfully confused. And I read something on this a week or two ago about just dramatic errors that they throw out. And they're just throwing it out there, and then people latch onto it. I mean, it's really not complicated to get a list of houses that sold that are comparable to yours. I don't know if you can do it on your own, but there's only about 1,000 real estate agents wanting to meet you in Santa Barbara. I'm one of them. You just say, hey, can you send me some comps? Sure. So his email to me was, God, it looks like our house doubled from around 650 to $1,300,000-something, 2,000 square feet on the Mesa. Now, of course, they renovated the house quite a bit, but Zillow doesn't know that. So I don't know exactly what his house is worth, but they might not be too far off, but I think it's a little high. But so he's happy. So anyone who bought in 2011 is happy and still owns the house. So $1,190,000 is the median price, up 3.5% for the first 6 months of 2015. The number of sales is up almost 10%. 535 single-family sales just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service, just through from Carpinteria to Goleta. 535 sales for the first 6 months, roughly, a 9.4% increase. Now, 2014, first 6 months, I told you the median price of $1,150,000, that was a jump of 24% over 2013, right? But the number of sales for the first 6 months of 2014 dropped 23%. So it was the first 6 months of 2013 that was an increase from the prior year. 614 sales for the first 6 months of 2013. That was up 7% from the prior year. So here we are, 2015, 535 sales. Last year, 489, first 6 months. 2013, 614. Okay. That was a 7% increase. But 2012 was a 38% increase in the number of sales for the first 6 months over 2011. And I just told you my client bought in 2011. First 6 months, 2011, 414 single family sales. 2012, 573 single-family sales. So maybe after looking at 2010 and 2011, when the first 6 months, 436 sales, 2009, 355 sales. Wow. So maybe after 2009, 10, and 11, in 2012, people woke up and go, you know what, I'm going to buy. And they did. Buy they did. Buy the buy. 38% increase, 2012, first 6 months of the year. Then it went up again in 2013, 7% increase in the number of sales, but then a big drop in 2014, 23.3% drop in the number of sales, and I don't know how to explain that. I know that the foreclosure, REO, bank-owned properties, and short sale inventory went away, so maybe back in 2012, maybe that was a large part of it, investors jumping in. But that was a big drop in 2014. So there you go. Anyone ask you what the median price is from Carpinteria to Goleta, single-family homes for the first 6 months of 2015, you can tell them it's almost $1,200,000. $1,190,000, up 3.5% from over last year when it was $1,150,000. And the number of sales are up 9.4%, 535 single-family home sales the first 6 months of 2015. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. See if we have something to give you before we take a break. We'll come back with the B-Man of Santa Barbara. And of all things, 2 days ago, I got stung by a bee. I mean, did he send the bee to my house? Yes. It's an odd story, too. It was my fault.
Yes, it was.
Don't blame the bee. But anyway, we'll stay tuned. You'll be right back.